Kedvach. There's a marsha at the end of Makis on Chavdalah. The Gemara says over there, La'asul re'eyo ro. That means it's yucholayarad la'umnes chaveri. He didn't go into someone else's business. He didn't compete. That's la'asul re'eyo ro. He didn't do somebody injustice. So marsha says, I'll pee this Gemara, which is really our inyanim. You can understand the pshat in the Mishnah at the end of Kedushin. A novel pshat. The Mishnah says that he's going to. The Tana says, "I'm beginning call umnish ba'ilam. I'm not going to. I'll let aside all the umnish ba'ilam. I'm only going to teach my son Torah." So normal yelam pshat is because the chashivas of Torah. He threw away all the umnis and he only wants to teach his kid Torah. And Masha says, no, it's pshat is, it's because Torah is the best umnis. Because if you'll have somebody who's a pharmacist or a doctor or whatever it is, and he wants to park his store or his profession right next to my profession, I could throw him out. I could throw him out of my mother because I'm already here. But if you're going to teach Torah and the guy wants to move into my mother, I can't throw him out because it says, going to say from Tabakok. We saw that we have the din of a mile of Torah. So that is the reason why he's maneir called umnis shabayilam is because there's a mile in the umnis of Torah that you can't throw somebody out. Mashen kein by other umnis you could throw him out. A novel pshat of the Masha. The problem with the Masha is that the way the Masha says it, that if somebody is trying to come into my mavo, I could throw him out. Really, it's a makloikis in the Gemara of Huna. Rav Huna and Rav Huna Breyer the Rav Yishur. Rav Huna holds that you could stop somebody no matter what. You say ba mavo, whatever. Even if he wants to open up chanus, mitzat chanus eshokaver, you could stop him. And we don't pass it like that. We hold that you're allowed to open up. If you live in the same mavo, you're allowed to open up a competing store right next to each other. In fact, it's even a boy, the Leif Shatom, we paskin the Kula, that as long as you're living in the city, you're allowed to open up right next door to me in my mavoi. So what's the Masha saying? That all the umnis, if you want to open up in my mavoi, you could stop him. It's not true. You're not allowed to stop him. Up he derek the Masha, he could have said, or maybe should have said, is that if a guy is trying to come in from Chutz Le'ir, if he's coming from Chutz Le'ir, then you could stop him from coming in. Mashen Kein, if he's doing Torah, we'll see, hopefully, maybe tonight or the next Matzoi Shabbos, there could be there exceptions to the rule. That's what he could have said, but he didn't say that. He said that I could stop him from coming into my Mavoi, and it needs a beer. The Beis Ephraim already asked the Kashan of Masha, and Mir Tashem, hopefully tonight, as we go on, we'll be able to have perhaps a Teretz, a Yishuv on the Masha. All right, just a recap of what happened till now in terms of Asagas Gvul. The only issa so far that we have in Asagas Gvul is that someone who's a lav benir, someone who's not a resident of the city would like to come in and is not paying taxes, we could stop him. That is the classic issa of Asagas Gvul. If he is paying taxes, the Mechaba holds it's completely mutar, and we paskin like the Ramah, we go with the Ramah that he's even though he's allowed to come into the city, he's still not allowed to come into my mavoi. So it's a klein adin. I could stop him from coming into my neighborhood. But Batsim, he's allowed to come into the city. But the classic halacha is that if he's not paying taxes, he's not allowed to come into the city. And we discussed last week that there's also an exception to the rule that if he'll have a shutuf in the city, there's a hanoah for the people in the city, so then he's even allowed to come from out of the city. So it's very limited, this halacha. The halacha is only to someone who's coming from out of the city, and he's not paying taxes, and there's no direct benefit to anybody who's living in the city. He's not making a shutuf with someone or a sasris with someone in the city. And the Bechai Gavna, I could stop him from coming into the city. Tonight in Yetz Hashem, we're going to see a whole new other angle of Hasagas Gvul, which is not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. And it's sort of a creation of the Chassam Sofer.
And which taxes were you talking about? Property?
Well, we're going to see later on in Yetz Hashem and the Ramah, hopefully tonight, we'll see exactly to be Magdi which taxes the person has to pay. But the classic case is you're coming from out of the city and you're not paying taxes, you're out. If you're paying taxes or there's a benefit from somebody in the city, then you're allowed to stay, just not allowed to come into my mother according to the Shitas Ramah. All right. Now, like I said, there's a machlokes in the Gemara of Huna, Rav Huna Breyer de Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna went so far that you're not allowed to ever come next to me. If you want to park your store next to me, and I already am there first, tough luck, you got to leave. We don't pass them like that. We meaning Ruba de Ruba of the Rishonim. There are some Rishonim who do pass them like Rav Huna, but Rav Rishonim don't pass like that, so Memele it's Moto. Now, if you look in the Piskei Tshuva Gimel, and here comes a whole new world. It's opening up a whole new angle here. In Piskei Tshuva in Sifkan Gimel and Kuf Nun Vav in Sif Hei, so the Piskei Tshuva, the top line says, Ein bebeis Yosef, shekosav vezel lo shoynoi. Vekosav b'modachai, u'movoi asosam megimutz todav. You have a dead-end movoi, dead-end street. Rak betzad echod yiknusu loy, and there's only an outlet, there's only a way to get in from one of the four sides. V'dor Reuven etzo tzad asosam. And Reuven is living all the way deep into the block. He's living towards the dead end of the block. Uba Shimon Lodur Keneged Atzad HaPesuach. And Shimon now came into the neighborhood, into the block, and he would like to open up a store. He's living closer up to the opening of the block. She'eino Oivik Kochavim Yochol Leilech. No buyer, no goy could come in to the block to buy from the first guy, from Reuven, unless he goes first past Pesach Shimon. Reuven opened up a store, it was deep into the complex, deep into the strip mall, and I open up towards the edge, towards the opening of the block, to the opening of the strip mall. So right now, any passerby, any buyer, has to first pass by my store before going to Reuven's store. So it's sort of, I'm zecher going to corner the market, because why should someone pass my store and go further? He'll just walk into my store. So in essence, I'm going to be mekapeach panosas Reuven. I'm going to be yerdum nosoi. So on that it says, Niro deyachol akev alav k'de Rav Huna. You're allowed to stop him like Rav Huna's halacha, and that's the Avi Yosef. This din is from the Avi Yosef. The Avi Yosef says that if you have a dead-end block, and you would like to park your store closer to the opening, you're not allowed to because of Hasagas Gvon. Okay. Comes along to Beis Yosef and says, what's going on? We hold like Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, we hold you're allowed to always open up a store next to another store, unless you're from Chutz Le'ir, but if you're part of the city, you're always allowed to do it. Comes along to Beis Yosef and says, V'nir Dav Yosef Sova to like Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua. Rav Yosef is passing not like Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, he passes like Rav Huna that's taka also. Vimkein lididan, like us, the kaimelon Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, lamotzi makav alav. You cannot stop him. We who passing like Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, we who passing that you're always allowed to open up chanus keneg chanus, even in such a case that you have the advantage, you're next to the opening of the block, still it's going to be mutter. The first guy is going to close down and suffer terribly. Tough luck. It doesn't make a difference. I'm allowed to do what I'm allowed to do. He could do what he could do. Let him move his business somewhere else. Let him move even closer to the ad. Let him move his practice closer to the opening. But that's the halacha. Avi Yosef is a Rishon. Correct. Yes, and Mordechai quotes him. So we paskin, Dr. Beis Yosef is Nishnagea, we're going to paskin its motto. Comes along, and if certain defusim of the Torah, defus dihanport, im kedusha hagoyis marach, hevi al ze hagoyis darkei Moshe. He had a darkei Moshe that's not nimtza in other turim and other defusim. Shekasa vizel lo shayne, olaniz daiti nira. I think the gam Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua moide b'hai dina. I think that Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, even lididan, we're going to be moide that this case is going to be also. Why? The kevan the Shimon Yosef bePesach. Since Shimon parked himself at the opening, v'lo hayeshum adam yochal avol leRuven imlo yelek lefnei pisko shel Shimon. That's worse. When did Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua say it's motto? It's fair competition. You have a business, I have a business. You have on this, I'll open up next to you. It's fine, but anyone could choose to go into your store, my store, go into both and compare prices, compare quality. We could do both. So it's a fair game. But here, where I have this advantage over you because I'm closer to the opening and you know that anyone's coming into the block is coming to me first. So basically, I'm going to shut you down. That's worse that even Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua is going to hold its also. And I, it says a lashon that it's k'dir Rav Huna. I guess it means like Rav Huna's din. We don't pass like Rav Huna, we pass like Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua. But it means we're going to hold that Rav Huna Breda Yeshua would be ma'idah b'chai gavna to Rav Huna's halacha. Now, the Pesukei Teshuvah goes on two lines later. And just to give you a backdrop, we discussed this case before, but just historically there was a Maram Padova, a Gadol, who reprinted the Rambam. And he did not reprint. He did not print this Rambam by a certain guy's print shop. And the guy took Nukama, and he decided he's going to put this guy out of business, put Maram Padova out of business. The guy was a very wealthy. And he's going to also reprint the Rambam, and whatever Maram Padova sells it for, he's going to sell it for one gulden less. So Mamela, everyone's going to know, of course, they're not going to buy from Maram Padova, they'll buy from the guy. And it ended up, Maram Padova would be stuck with his whole print, his whole 1,000 copies that he printed. It'll be stuck. He laid out a Hain Rav to print them, and he's going to be stuck. And he's going to show him that he's going to put him out of business. So this Shaila came to the Chuvis Ramah. said Ramah what to do. And Ramah for four reasons said, you're not allowed to buy the Goy's Rambam, you have to buy Maram Padova's Rambam. And one of the reasons, the very first reason he says, is because of this halacha. He says, we all know that if the Goy's going to sell for one gulden less, and he could afford to, because he's not interested in making money here, he's just interested to put Maram Padova out of business. So whatever it is, he's going to charge a gulden less, Maram Padova can't compete, but even Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua is going to agree that it's also to do. It's like he opened up an unfair competition. He opened up a store next to Maram Padova's store, and he's not allowed Maram Padova to compete, because whatever Maram Padova is going to do, he's going to make it cheaper for one golden less. That was his first inyan. He had four inyanim. The second inyan, that's what we discussed it about, you have to patronize a Yiddish store. And the third inyan talks about Teusim. He has four different inyanim why it's better to buy Maram Padova, and you're going to have to buy Maram Padova. All right. So again, sorry? So vice dice, I'm going to see later on in Ramah as well, that there's a concept that we could stop koinim, we could stop other people from aiding or abetting. For example, let's go back to the Ramah itself. I didn't discuss it last week, but I just want to bring out, once you're tapping on this point, is that there was machlokes rishonim had to understand the Gemara when it says kaifim b'nei mavi zezeh shalo loishav b'nei emanumin. So we learned that the Mechaber and the Rambam said it means out marber nechnasim v'yaitzim, the koil and nechnasim v'yaitzim, the dechak. But we, the other rishonim, learned that the pshat is because of hasagas gvul. It's competition. You're parking somebody in my mavi. Now, even though the Ramah, when he argues, Rabbi Ma'imim, he jumps twice on the Mechaber, the Ramah, for some reason, you have to know why, didn't fear ice even stronger, that's proud of Kaifun and Mavi, that I'm allowed to stop any landlord in the area from renting space to my competition who's not supposed to be there. So renting space to someone who's not a resident of the city for coming here. So you see, I'm just going to bring you out that it's not just my time is on my competition. My time is on people who aid or abet my competition. My time is on the landlord who's renting space to my competition. I could even stop him from doing so. But yes, you could even cause the other loikim and force them to buy. And the Ramah even addressed it in the tshuva that that's what you're supposed to be doing. So if you look two lines later in the Pesach tshuva, he brings it down. Maram Isil Lezal B'tshuva Simen Test, we have it Simenyod. Kosav did Babari Hezekiah. When it's a Bari Hezekiah, for sure, we know he's causing trouble. Kinida Namorakai Kulayama Maidu Dalaka Karavuno. So here you have a whole new world. It means any time you're doing something that's Bari Hezekiah, that's for sure going to hurt the first guy, not just because there's another store in town. No, you have an advantage of the first guy. You're going to hurt the first guy. That's worse. And even we, Rav Huna Breda Yeshua, is going to be Maida. That's also. So Grad in the case doesn't talk about shutting in. I'm a pashas, it's mashal. The guy's going to get hurt terribly. But from here is where the Paiskim now expand this halacha. And they say, Hu adin, if any time you're going to shut the first person down, or any time even more, any time that the town is not big enough to maintain two stores, this competing, and one's going to have to close up, we don't know who it is, you're now let open up that second store. Because if you're going to close down yourself, then why bother opening a second store? And if you're going to close down the first guy, that you're now allowed to do, that's Bari Ezeka. If you're going to do something to close the first guy down, that's going to be awesome. And the Chassam Sofer ran with this, took all 9 yards with this. He mamish and he touched up that strat in the Gemara here and showing him here. He mamish wherever he could plug this in, that's where he plugged this in. That there's a new issa of shutting the guy down, of being a Bari Ezeka to the first guy, and that's awesome. Now, this is not mentioned in any Gemara, Kefi, you know, the other Achrayim. It's not mentioned in any Shulchan Aruch, but this is a new halacha.
The Gemara has a case if we give place
and
goes into the kids,
then
entice them to come. Why isn't this?
No, place goes into the kids. The Gemara Taka asked, and the Gemara said, "So at place shiskiv, I know. So you give also place to guys. You give a different. I give lollipops. You give candies."
Yeah, but there's something that only one guy could do, and another guy can't do it easily. Whatever it is, he's not supposed to do.
That's what they're trying to suggest.
That's what you see in the Gemara.
You don't really see that because the Gemara. Okay, it's not for now. But I have to discuss also in the Cheshbon and the Gemara, which is going on. But but at least here we see a new concept that if you're being Bari Ezeka, you're hurting the first guy, we're gonna stop you. If you're closing the guy down or there's not enough room to compete for two stores, that's it, we're gonna stop you. A whole new vista. Wow. Now, truth be told, this document, like I said, was not printed in many of the Turim. And the Beis Ephraim Grad says that he has a ksaviyar of the Dakimoshin that does not exist. It's not there. The Dakimoshin, namely the Ramah, never said it. And the Chuvas Ramah, Ki Yedua, it's a Marampadva against a Goy. And it was used as a sniff, one of four reasons. It's not hard to say that the Ramah was just making a suggestion, entertaining. I mean, first of all, you have all those returning, well, Taka Paznak Arvuna, and he's saying maybe this would be worse. And then some say a Svara, that that's mamish worse, because Namal, even if I'll close you down, but my objective is not to close you down. My objective is to earn a good living. If by doing so I close it down, nope, so that's competition. There, the objective of the guy was only Lahashman Alarik this Maram Badava. He didn't care about making money on this round. So his kavana was only to kill Maram Badava. So that could be even much worse. That it's not real competition at all. That it's not, you're not doing it because you're trying to make a panosa. So then you don't have that schus. Maybe that's why the Ramah maybe said it was also. There are different shlavim, but the Beis Ephraim says this halacha does not exist. And it's not just the Beis Ephraim. The Pisgah Teshuvah at the end, I'm jumping, but towards the end, Mamish at the second column, most of the way down, he brings up Teshuvah Beis Shmuel Achrayin that says, Sheila k'yaitze b'zeh b'ir achre sh'hoye b'chanuiz yishonim v'asu kama me'an she'yeh chanuiz chadashim v'shemish etzorak lelech me'abatim l'chanuiz yishonim. They're going to want to go to the old stores. So they're going to have to pass the new stores. He mentions that someone with Taka Moira Shakanus Yishanim Yichalum Lakiv. Vitala Atom Bibshuvis Ramah Hanal, this Chuva that I'm mentioning. Vraveka Cholokolov, Vu, the Beishmul Akron, the Kunavaka Herich, he was married, Shadin and Balakanus Hakadoshim, they're allowed to come in. Anyone who doesn't paskin that the new store is allowed to do it, even b'chai gavno, lav dainu. It doesn't have the title of a dayin. That is the minig ha'olam that we allow the second guy to open, even if it's going to adversely affect the first guy. Even if he has an advantage over the first guy, there will be a bari hazek on the first guy. The minig is that we allow to do it. And it's truth of matters, it's already an alta maisa. It's a chuvas lechem rav. The lechem rav, you could look it up in Reish Tazayin as a case that someone was a tailor to a couple of tailors in the city who are married. Comes along a new tailor who's a bacha, had less expenses. So Mameli was able to charge less on his tailoring, and he was going to close down every single tailor in the city. And the Lechem Rav, which is the Lechem Mishnah, that's his truth, is Lechem Rav, said, Kazin Dai, no problem, it's fine. I mean, there's no new din of Bar Yezek. As long as you're a Ben here, you're a resident, you could do whatever you could do, let them do whatever they could do. If they can compete, let them move on to a different profession. But everything, it's no problem, it's Mota. And it's a Divrei Chaim as well, in Chesh Mishpat Simin Chav. Even if you know for sure the first guy is going to lose his panosa, it's still mut. And it's many achronim are like this. So really, at the end of the day, it's really a machlokes, because you have the Chassam Sofer who took this shtark, and it's not just the Chassam Sofer, Rav Moshe also went with the Chassam Sofer, he took it shtark, that this din, if you're going to adversely affect the first guy, you cannot do it. Even though we pass like a ruin and of Yeshua. But at the end of the day, it's me, the machlokes on nafkes, it's going to be a sveikah de dino, and depending on the best din you go to, and depending on the noiga, I would say most batei din are noig to be mefasher b'chayi gavna. They'll try to work out a deal that it won't adversely affect the first guy, and we may let the second guy come in, or minimize the damage that the second guy is doing on the first guy. They'll try to make some type of a pshara, because to make a din is going to be very hard to stop him because it's a machlokes. Now, in this case of the Ksam Soifa, halfway through, sorry? Oh, good. So, like we had before, if you have a makhlek in the Gemara here, boy, deloy, if shato, whether you're allowed to come into my mavoy, if you're not living in my mavoy, and there we bask in lakula. So, you have to know how it stems. When we say safik lakumim, when we say safik lakula. Like I said, it's a major makhlek as a cranium. I mentioned it last week. All right. Now, if you go through this piskachu in the first column, towards the middle, a little drop more the middle, the line begins litchay, and over there he says, this is the Ksam Sofer talking, Aval heicha de be'emes paisek chiyusei legamri midav ezeh metchines rechayim u pashet afilo yesh lezeh oid umnes acheres. If the first guy, even if he has other professions, or Yafilu who usher gadol, he's a magnet, he's so wealthy, he doesn't even need this business to survive. He's no problem. Still, anudanan achayusay halos derechaim who nifsek legarmi makov akol. A guy is wealthy, but this business you're going to hurt, this business you're going to close down, then you're not allowed to do it. Because of this new din of Paisek Chiyusei Lagamri. Adkan isn't Mota if you're Machlish Chiyusei, if you stare it a bit, but if you're going to close it down and terribly hurt it, no, that you're going to be thrown out. And even if he's a wealthy guy, tough luck, but you're closing this business, it's going to be awesome. That's a Ksam Soifa. Now, there's a tshuva from Rav Moshe, a blitz tshuva, and Rav Moshe takes this to an extreme. As you do that, Rav Moshe, if you look through his tshuvas, you do Rav Moshe always went al tzad ha-chumra when it came to Asagas Gvul. Rav David Feinstein told a chava of mine recently that, I guess for the times, Rav Moshe, that was the minig of Rav Moshe, that even chabdan ashitas yochid to be machmir, because of the times in America then, it was very difficult to make a panotza, so he wanted to make, I don't know, takonah, but at least hang a if he found some Achron who said like that, he would go with it. Or some Svara, he would be Machmir. So Rav Moshe was a case, not to get to Barichas in the entire case, but basically the people were davening by a Rebbe, and they didn't enjoy the Rebbe's Musa, so they decided to make a break-off minyan. And it was a Mila, they wouldn't have to hear the Rebbe. And it was a Mila, maybe they have a different Nusuk, I think the case was, and Nusuk Achron hasn't said a Svard, it would be better for them. And that was the Shaila that came to Rav Moshe, Din Torah, and Rav Moshe asked them from breaking off. And Rav Moshe said, first of all, if you're going to break off, the hachnasa of the Rebbe's base medrash is going to go down. And you have this chsam soifa, this type of svara, that if you place a chiyusi lagami, if you're going to close them down, it's going to be awesome. You know you're never going to close down the Rebbe. He's always going to have a minion. I mean, he's always going to open shop. You know, any Rebbe closed down. So Rav Moshe, what does it mean to close somebody down? It doesn't mean that the guy has to mamish lock up his business, going out of business sale. You're going to weaken his parnasa to the degree I would have said that he's not even right to stay open. No, he said even more. You're going to weaken his panasa, that you're going to lower his status of who he's supposed to be and how much money he's supposed to earn based on his profession. His lashon is, you're going to be m'may k'dei chayiv, k'der chayitza, the amount that he needs for his atzoyis chayiv, not just his mezainis, any all of his atzoyis, la'anashim beinanim, for the average person, m'madrei gosoy, from on his stature, b'cheshivis, who ki pisik lagamri. That's considered pisik lagamri. If you're going to look, so if a Rebbe has a certain status, as a Rebbe has to have a gabbai and a pelt and a silver cane, and he can't afford it now, that's it. That's pisik chiyus lagamri, because he can't go around like a Rebbe normally goes around. If you're going to have a doctor who needs to take on two vacations a year, and that's how a doctor goes, and now because I'm cutting into his practice, he could only go on one vacation a year, and I'm lowering down from his status, and you know he's not a doctor's status, like Rav Moshe, that's pisik chiyus lagamri. And I could stop the second actor from coming in because of this Ksam Seifa. He took it to an extreme. Another svara, interesting svara that Rav Moshe says, and it's kedai to mention over there, is that the Gemara allows a second person to compete with the first person because the Gemara says, because you should do at oisa b'teik shalchav, ani oisa b'teik shali. You do what you have to do, and I'll do what I have to do. Look, we're equal. You're a resident of the city. I'm a resident of the city. All's equal. So mamela, I'm allowed to compete. So Rav Moshe, the taitcha of the Gemara means that the same time you have a me for coming, that I'm staring your business, I have the very same time on you, even though you were there first, that you're staring my business. I'm also a resident of the city and entitled to make a livelihood. So mamela, all is equal. I'm staring you and you're staring me, and we are equal. We have the equal rights, and mamela, no one could stop anyone. But what happens, Zakhar of Moshe, where the second guy is staring the first guy, but the first guy is not staring the second guy? Means, let's say you have a bunch of enthusiastic individuals who's trying to open up a minyan l'shem shemayim. But they're not doing it for panasa. There's no Rebbe who's sitting in front. But the first shul has a Rebbe. He's making achnasa from all the aliyahs being sold and everything. So he's making achnasa. So Rav Moshe, memela, you're not allowed to break off, because the whole hetev to break off is because you want to make a livelihood and the first guy wants to make a livelihood. All's equal. You're staring him, he's staring you. But in your case, Rav Moshe, you're not doing it for panasa. So you're staring his panasa and he's not staring your panasa. So you're not equal. Your only hetter that you have normally to compete is because everything is equal. But here where you're not equal because you're staring him and he's not staring you, it's going to be also for you to open up another shul. Unbelievable cook of Rav Moshe. I mean, to take Rav Moshe, let's just play it out. That means, basically 9/10 of all the gemachs in town have to be shut down, because the diaper gemach, you're taking business away from the diaper, the ice milk gemach, the silver tray gemach for pidyon haben, you take away. If they want, you have to buy from the silver store. Every single gemach, if you want to take a guy, you know someone's going to New York and you want to hop a ride with the guy, he's not allowed to take you. There's a bus in town, a Yiddish bus company, take the bus. Who asked you to take? You're not allowed to give somebody a free ride to New York. You're sharing someone's panasa. And he's not sharing your panasa because you're not doing it for panasa. So basically, every single gemach in town should be closed down. Like Reb Moshe. If you take him, helvayt to take it, it's like a pella, and it's pashit, obviously, that it's going to be mota. And I'll retain that that's ani yisa b'tek shali. I want to do chesed. I have a right to do chesed. You have a right to earn your livelihood. I have a right to do chesed. So people will want to open up a shul. I mean, they're not doing else chesed either. They're doing it because of comfort. So maybe that's why. Sorry?
It's a machayv
to daven. Whatever. Well, you have experience opening up a new shul. Yeah. So that's... But that's Reb Moshe. It means Reb Moshe went all the way to stop the guy wherever he could stop with these new type of svaras. It's very interesting. One is that you're staring his livelihood to lower his status, and B, you're not doing it for livelihood yourself, so you have no right to compete. A blitz of Reb Moshe. But like I said, and at the end of the day, you're going to have a problem. The Yonim are going to have a problem on the hands what to do. They're going to have to make some type of pshara. Like some Sofer takes it, like I said, he tried to plug it in wherever he could. So on that Gemara that I mentioned before, also the Gemara at the end of Makkos, also the Reu Rosh, the Yer Lumnus Chaveroi, the Gzam Soifer says that that's Mi'ika HaDin, this din, you're stopping the guy completely, you're basically using Lagamri, you have no right to stop the guy. That's also the Reu Rosh, you're not allowed to stop the person. And he quotes the Chuvus Chaves Yor that says that Gemara is only Midas Chasidus. It's not Mi'ika Adin. And he says, not true, he is a deacon. Rashi, it's not true. It's Mi'ika Adin, you're not allowed to compete because of this new din of Pesach HaYusa Lagamri. But the Chafetz Yo learned to Gemara, he doesn't say which case it is, but he learned to Gemara, it's only Midas Chasidus. And the truth is, it's not just a Chafetz Yo, it's Rishonim. The truth is, Maramberg is Mufurish. Mamish Mufurish, that this Gemara, the Asa L'Rei Al-Roi, not to be here, Lumnitz Chaver, is only Midas Chasidus, not like the Gzam Soif. You can look it up, it's Tfus Prague, Tof Reish Ayin Zayin. And it's really a Rambam as well, it's a Pel on the Gzam Soif. Maybe the Gzam Soif had the same type of Zohar Rav Moshe to try to be Machmeh, I don't know. But there's a Rambam as well in Hilchus Deis. The Rambam brings down this Gemara, the Asa L'Rei Al-Roi, L'Yer Lumnitz Chaver, as a Mida of a Talmud Chacham. Now if you tell me it's also, the Rambam doesn't list over there, you're not allowed to eat chaza, midah v'tamachachim, not eat chaza. It's also for everyone. He's talking about the extra thing, midah v'tamachachim, not to buy in credit, all those dinah, not to be in order. If he has a whole list of midah of talmid chachamim. And one of them is not to compete, al zis gemar l'asa l'rei ro. So you see from the Rambam also, it's only an inyan, it's a midah chasidus, it's a midah v'tamachachim not to do, but avad mikadin, you're allowed to do it. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav passes like that as well, that it's only midah chasidus. The inyonim of lo yeir lumnus chaver. Now again, they're not telling us what umnus chaver, the yeir lumnus chaver they're talking about. But at least I know that they touch the Gemara that's only midas chasidus, and this Gemara is not a makar to the Chasam Sofer's new chiddush that when it's bar ezek, it's also. Now, it happens to be, like I said, you have a Chus Maram, you have a Rambam, and you have a Shulchan Aruch Rav who says that even when it's mutter to compete, it's still a midas chasidus not to. So we're talking about all along that it's mutter to compete. Now we have to understand that if you want to be Mekayim Midas Chasidus, hey, you have to think twice. You wouldn't be able to compete if there's another store in town. And we have to know how to be magda this, because it should come out then, theoretically, there should be only one bakery and one fish store and one grocery, because whoever is trying to open up the second one is not doing Midas Chasidus. Elmai, we rely on the fact that the people who are not doing Midas Chasidus, I mean, you have to have a Hagdara. It's Midas Chasidus. Every single case that it's mutter, is it still a Midas Chasidus that it's also? You have to have a Hagdara. So if you look in the... If it's better for the town, you mean you have that hetta later on. And when you have that hetter, when it's a nofel kuchos, then you said there's no midas chasidus either. Okay, you have to know, but you'll have to dan every time you open up. Is it better? Means normally the store owner, when he opens up a competing store, is not doing it l'shem l'shma for the tellers of the town. He's doing it l'shma l'shem mom and harbe. He wants to make a living. So I don't. He would have to now change his focus. He's doing it pashut l'tellers as a like him. All right. Lamais, if you look in the Chuvus Maram Rattenberg, his case was where you're opening up a store in the same Mavoi, even if you also are Ben Mavoi. And there he says that even though it's Mutter, but Midas Chasidus not to do it. I would like to suggest, just a suggestion, that this new inin of Midas Chasidus is only if you're opening up in the same neighborhood, in the same mavoi. But if you open up in a different mavoi, then it's going to be muta, and it's not even a Midas Chasidus. This whole Midas Chasidus is, we anyway see Lel Moshe, there's a Shitas Rav Huna, or asses in the same mavoi. So we don't pass on like Rav Huna. But it's a Midas Chasidus. We understand the Avla being done. There's a Midas Chasidus not to do it, because you're staring Yana. But if you're not in the same mavoi, then it should be muta, and it shouldn't even be a Midas Chasidus. And I have a shtickle of a raya to this vart, to this chiluk.
We had a problem before. We didn't know how far the mavi extends.
Correct. So whatever mavi is, we know it's even a mavi shenu mafolish. We discussed last week that the Mabitz holds that the neighborhood that's needed to support this business is also considered a mavi. Good, but I'll go on a different side of Lakewood. I'll open up confection collection two somewhere else. That should be muta, because you know he'll have that side, I'll have this side, and everything's fine. I'll bring you a shtickle or a raya to this chilek that the Midas Chasidus is only when it's in the same mavi. What's my raya? Back to our mashal. We start off with the mashal. The mashal says, La'asul re'a ro, and he taich up. That's what it means in the Kedushin, why Talmud Torah, to be a Talmud Chacham, is the best umnis, because you can't stop someone from being a Talmud Chacham in the same mavi. Mashenken, you could stop other umnis in the mavi from coming into your mavi. And in Beis Ephraim asks, what's going on? You can't stop someone who's a Ben Ir from coming into your mavi. And someone who's not a Ben Ir, you can stop him from the whole city, not just your mavi. So what's the mashal talking about? So Beis Ephraim suggests in one of his terutzim that the mashal is talking about this Midas Chasidus, this inin of Midas Chasidus, and that's when it says that a Talmud Chacham to come in, there's no Midas Chasidus, I can't even stop him out of Midas Chasidus. Mashenkin, an umnis coming into my mavoi, then I can stop him out of Midas Chasidus. This inin, I can't stop him, but there's an inin of Midas Chasidus, so there's a degree of a limitation that I can't go anywhere I want.
I'm limited, I can't go into someone else's mavoi, I'll just Midas Chasidus take it in.
But mashal only said it by the mavoi, Vaistoi is out of the mavoi. There is no Midas Chasidus. There's a raya to what I'm saying. If you teach from Mashal, Mashal only meant that Midas Chasidus is your limitation not to come into his mavi. You see that the Midas Chasidus is only by a mavi, but outside the mavi, it's fine. The Maizis is also a Beis Ephraim who says, also Blitz Chedish, I should have written it down. That if the second person cannot find any panasa anywhere else, and it's either this or nothing, then he holds there chayecha koidmin, and there's no Midas Chasidus, even to come into the same mavoi. So there is a Midas Chasidus, but a Midas Chasidus is not in every case. Could be it's limited only to a mavoi. And second of all, if you mamish can't make a living anywhere else, and this is the only profession you can go in, and you have to be here, then it's going to be muta, and it's not going to even be a Midas Chasidus, chayecha koidmin. All right. I would like to share now with the Olam an amazing chazanish, which gives us a whole different perspective on the entire simen. It's Yehuda Kachazanish, but it's Kedai to chazer it. The Chazanish says that when you're looking at simen kuf nun vav, when you're looking at the dinim of asakas gvul, certain cases are muta, certain cases are asa, he says you should know that this is not mitzah ha-metzias. This is not the pshat is that right now, if you're going to come in, you're going to hurt my business, and mela, I could stop you, and if you're a benir, you're not going to hurt my business, or I should take shalchav, and I should take shali, and if I can't stop you, this is not a issa v'heta dekadin. You're looking at it with the wrong eyes. He says it's a whole different thing, and I want to say over the words of the Chazanish, his poetic words, it's an amazing Chazanish. In Amunu B'Tokah, in Paragimel, Simon Ois Tes Vav, he says the following. That you could stop an umin from coming in because paskas lechayusay, he's hurting you. Eino outside of metzias. It's not outside of metzias. El outside chiv haishtadlis. It means that you, the first guy, have a chiv from your ishtadlis. If you want to make the parnasa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised you on Rosh Hashanah, you have a chiv ishtadlis to stop the guy. Shekom is a noise shall Adam Ketuvin Lai Mirash Shana, Vajay Makipurim, Vila Yechasaloi, Emu Kan Umin Shamata Achriti, Vila Yaisalo. At the time Rosh Hashanah came along, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was clear of you exactly how much you're going to earn this year. Whether this guy is here, whether this guy is not here, it's not going to change the bottom line. You're going to earn the exact same living. You're not going to have more if he's not here, you're not going to have less if he's is here. Im Lai Yer, right, Vila Yaisalo Im Lai Yer. Rak, in Mati La'akev, However, if there's a heter where it says over here that you're allowed to stop him, it means nichnas zeh, that now enters your choiv ha'ashtadlis mitzidoi, you now have a chiv ha'ashtadlis to stop him. V'choiv ha'chokas nezek mitzadreo. Now he has a din of choiv ha'chokas nezek not to compete. And if you cannot stop him, you don't have this chiv eshtadlis, and he's not a mazik. Poetic lashon, who gives lechem chukai, the right amount of bread for every all of his creation, certainly he'll take care of you and make sure that you don't lose out from it. V'haredifa, and someone who chases, someone to attempt to stop someone from competing, this redifa, this chasing, achasibis hamadumis, these illusionary midas, so you think that he's staring your panasa, l'fitira lev, what your lev imagines, what your heart conjures up, he thinks, oh, this guy is going to stare me, uznus hainayim, and this uznus hainayim, tira lev, uznus hainayim, is hevel. It's foolishness. To think that that guy could stare you one bit in your panasa is hevel. What this halacha is a chiv eshtadlis. Nimsa, so it comes out loy techazanish and to santa cheshbin, that when it's asa to stop, when you cannot stop the guy, it's better for you. So you don't have that chiv eshtadlis. You have to, Baruch Hashem, I cannot stop him. I'm potter, I don't have to fight with him. I don't have to take him to a din Torah. I don't have to argue with him. Baruch Hashem, I can continue opening my business and continue doing my, it's great. If I have a right to stop him, that's trouble. Then I have to be busy and stopping the guy and going to a bezin. So I'm a shatirch involved, I'm muchinish. So it comes out that the whole simin is faket from what you think. When it's also, it's glicklich. When you can't stop him, when it's also for you to stop him, it's mamish gewaldik. And when it's mutter for you to stop him, that's a pain. That now I got to take him to a dentist. That's a pain. Because the bottom line is not going to change. And if it's mutter to stop him, then and I don't stop him, I'm not doing mechiv eshtadlis. A guy who says, I want to make money, I'm running a grocery, but I'll be open 6 minutes a day. That's, you're not doing yechiv eshtadlis. You're not going to make your panosa that Kosh Broker promised you at the Rosh Hashanah. If you have a right, the ability to stop him, and you don't, you're not doing yechiv eshtadlis. So it's better off if you won't be able to stop the guy. You have to look at this whole simon from a total look back with that. This is a cook of an Adam Gadol. What? Midas Chassidus from him not to stare. You're still being pagaya. Could be pagaya in a person's feelings and person's cheshbon, but we have other things that even to make it in and it's still a Midas Chassidus. There is a pagaya, you're stepping on him. But at least what you see in the Chazan Nish is mamish punt faket, this whole thing you have to read back. So the someone who's alive by Moshe, someone who's not a resident of the city, that's a muchinish, I now have to stop him. If I don't, I'm not going to earn my whole living. But someone who's a bar Moshe, a gewaldik, so now I can't stop him, so I'm potter, Baruch Hashem, my life goes on. And the bottom line is not going to be shtar at all anyway. That's the chazanish. Apella de chazanish. It's kadai to chazan again and again and again. I mean, how many times I read this chazanish, I still don't feel it. You need to mamish absorb it 100%. But in cheshbon, it's a gevaldike cheshbon. Comes along the minchas yitzhak in chelik dalet, simen ayin hei ois kemol, and he says, amazing chazanish, but he says, tzorchin on one part of the chazanish. That's what the chazanish says, that when I'm allowed to stop him and I don't, felt in my chiv eshtadlis, and I'm not going to earn as much as I'm supposed to earn, he says, tzorchin, why can't it be? Why can't a person be mevata on this chiv, on this din of trying to stop him? Let him be mevata and be a nice guy and not lose out from his eshtadlis. Chazon Lich makes it, that's your chiv eshtadlis. If you don't do it, you're not going to earn the same amount. He blibes Tzorachin and the Chazon Lich. L'chaya should be able to be mevata. The first guy could be mevata to allow the second guy to come in. He blibes Tzorachin. The Maisa, I saw, Baruch Hashem, in Hashem Liyodi, a Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim, of all places, in Shmir Saloshin, in Shar Tfuna Perk Yur Aleph, sort of makes a pshara between the Chazanish and the Minchas Yitzchak. He, with only like the Chavetz Chaim knows how to do, will make his Mishalim, that all, with Gans Kleis, all the Rebbeinu Shalom's kids, and just like a father would not want his kids to fight with one another, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Klal Yisrael fighting with one another. Memeli says that if somebody opens up a competing business, Kshadam Echad Negeya Basic Shachaveri, and he wants to open up a competing business, what the first guy should do, Bikesh Mita Shi Yisakiv Mizeh, he has a Chiv, he Shatanka asks the second guy, please don't do it. And so I say, you do have that din. You're supposed to ask the second guy not to do it. But if he's Veloy Ratza, but if the second guy is still, he's not stopping, he's still opening up a business, so then the first guy has this option, Ubal Lefnei Hashem Yisbarach. He can come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'mischanein Eilof. And he should cry and be mavakish and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheyitu loy mona acheres, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, what's the chilek? You have so much money anyway. What's the chilek? I had to make my profession through confection collection. Okay, so let this guy, let this other competing store open up, and I'll make my business through real estate, through some other way. Just give me my panasa that I need. Let the guy be. Let him open up a competing store. Just, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you just make sure that I don't lose out on the bottom line. V'lo yitztarech loriv v'mchaverim, like this, I don't have to fight with my friend. That's what you want. You don't want me to fight with another brother, another yid. You don't want me to fight. So just give me my panos in a different way. Let him be. Let him have his panos too. Bevadai, Dr. Chavetz Chaim, Bevadai yimsa avozeh chen b'ene Hashem yizbarach avo midosai ha-gadoisha k'mamorim ma'dekziv toil eretz ablim ami ho'ilam kayam ami sheboilam espiv b'shas merivo. So he's going to zicha b'zoicha because of his midosai ha-kadoisha and his vavu b'tchoyne b'Hashem v'yitin lezen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make sure the guy doesn't lose out. So Chavetz Chaim is making a pshara. Yeah, you have that ability to be mevata, but not so simple. You have to ask him first not to do it. And if he does it anyway, then you have to cry to the Rebbeinu Shalom, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let it not stare my bottom line. I don't want to fight with the guy. I know I could, but I don't want to bother. Please. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mevata and make sure that you don't lose out. But without these two ingredients, if you don't ask him to stop or you don't daven, you're going to lose out. You're not doing Yechiv Eshtad, that's like the Chazanish said. But anyway, it's an amazing Chazanish. We go through this hymn, we have to Chazan, Nochem, Nochem, that this whole din means only out of Yechiv Eshtad. If you could, it means you have a Yechiv Eshtad, and if you can't stop in Gavaldik, so you don't have a Yechiv Eshtad.
But you see by Sirasa, the house, that Chazan sends a mega, even though it's for your benefit, you find the mother.
So you bring a ride to the Chazanish?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, fine. Fine.
For his benefit,
they have to make an Ashtabas.
I'm saying that we see
the Torah
in the world
today. Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. I have no problem with that. He was talking about it's the Vita, like sort of the director of Chavetz Chaim, but yeah. Fine. Okay, let's move on. There's a lot more here. But basically, Shaliva Wolf here is now we have a new Issa. Till now, we had an Issa called Alav Ben Yair, someone who's not a resident of the city. And now we have a new Issa created by the Ksam Seif and others, that when it's Bari Hezeka, that's also a reason to stop the guy, even if he's a resident of the city. Fine, so now let's move on. We're going to discuss now the Ramah is going to be Magdir, all these dinim of taxes, what type of taxes we're talking about. We're holding the middle of the Ramah of Sif Hei. Maybe I should start off again. V'rabim ho'oimrim. And we pass in Rabbi Oimer that feel hachi ein loy veshus lekonis lamavi sheyesham bnei umnasai. He cannot come into my very same mavi, even though he's paying the taxes of the city. The bala umnis yachalake velov shalay lekonis lamavi shaloi ho v'humi eracheres. Like I said, he could stop him not only from coming in, he could also stop all the landlords from renting space to this person. Ava b'mavi acher, but in a different mavi, eno yachal limchus boy, he cannot stop him. Hoil v'nois and mas, since this other person, this intruder, is paying taxes. However, uvenayir yechaylin limkais, but the benayir could still be moicha b'chol inyan, not out this din of competition, but out this new din yechaylin loyme inanu yechaylin lishon mikol anaknasim afal pishayish len kvar umnis. Like the old din we had at the beginning of the simin, that the benayir could always complain not to come into their individual mavoi because you're bringing in kol anaknasim mikol ayitzim, and that's going to be by a mavoi she'enu mafolish, so they can complain, or a chotza that they can complain. Fine, and that's how the Sma touches it up at in Sifkan Yedzayin. B'nei Yechon Lemukot by Kol Echa Chatzera Mavoy Sheinu Mafula Shein Dor by Mitam Neknosam VeYaitzin. So you, not like what the Mechaber said, that if there's already a previous practice there, you cannot complain as Neknosam VeYaitzin. No, you could. You can complain as Neknosam VeYaitzin, but to complain out the Parnasa, that's only that guy. That person could complain if he's coming in, but the B'nei anyway could complain even in the entire city for Kol Neknosam. All right. Comes along, continue, Maccabi is going to flesh out, develop what it means paying taxes. V'mloy nosin mas ad akshav, if he had not yet paid taxes in the city, or ba lasik b'malachtoi, v'la'aseis mas, and now he would like to enter the city, and from now on he's going to pay the taxes of the city. Yesh oimrim debar umnusa yachol la'akev olav. Some say yes, still, even though he's prepared to pay the taxes of the city, but if he has not paid that till now, he's considered not a resident of the city, he's not allowed to enter the city, until he moves into the city, he rents a house here, the year kibbenei year, until he moves into the city physically. If for some reason, somehow he's been paying the taxes of the city, even though he's living in a different city, so then he's allowed to come into the city, just not into my mavoi. But if he has not yet paying taxes, and now he wants to use this as a shpitzel, okay, let me enter the city and I'll pay taxes, says, no, he has no right to do so. That doesn't allow him to come to the city until he actually rents a house in the city. And if you look in this massive Katan Yud Ches, he points out that it's not so easy to rent a house in the city. Because at the end of the Simen, there's going to be a Shaila. It could be I'm allowed to stop other people from moving into the city altogether. So he says, V'nira li, the Ayri Khan, we're talking about over here, Kishayim B'nai Ya'ir Moichin. The B'nai Ya'ir not being Moichin for him from moving into the city. The M'lavkin Kosha, Kosim Aram B'Saif Simazed, B'nai Ya'ir Khan Lemchis Avlodusham. So the Bar Umnus could stop him until he moves in, and the whole city could stop him from moving in. So this guy can never, he will never be able to compete, to catch. So he has to be talking about a case where the Bnei are not being moicha from him to move in. That's what this Ma says. It's a bit shrewd, I don't understand. It's because even if the Bnei are not being moicha of him to Lada, let me be moicha, me, the person who he's competing with, I'll tell him he can't compete until he lives here, and I'll be moich that he's not allowed to live here because of the din at the end of the simon. So Batsam, I'm in control. I'll be able to stop him. It's not mashman like that in the Ramah. So we're believing that hopefully we'll discuss it. It's a good terrace. We'll hopefully discuss it later on how much of the city do you need. Good. All right. Continues the Ramah, which is something that you were bothered with. V'yesh oimrim, what does it mean to pay taxes? To like mikri nesinis mas b'mash neisim menas ha-melech, it's not enough to pay the king his taxes. El achi yitim mash shaloi l'moshe l'yerazois. And each province, and each marshal, each governor had his own set of taxes besides the melech's tax. So until I pay l'moshe l'yerazois his individual tax, the shayach l'gvush land that's specific to my city, it's considered that they're not paying taxes. So if I pay taxes to the federal government, but I don't pay Jersey tax, so then I'm now allowed to move into New Jersey, even though we all pay federal tax, because every state has its own individual tax because of that. So that if New York can't compete with New Jersey, New Jersey can't compete with New York, we pay separate taxes. Nassau County has their own tax, whatever it is. If you have your own tax, then you can't move into that area that is a more specific tax. And the Aruch HaShulchan even is massive, not only the tax, all the tzais, whatever it is to keep the city going, whatever the tzais, well, let's say that today we don't really have it, but then they had a community chest for Toim Chay Tzedakah, for Kupat Yer, for the Beis HaKvaris, for the Shuv, for the Rav, whatever the tax is levied on the city for the individual trachim of the city, that's considered the city tax. And if you pay all the other taxes but not this tax, then you're still not allowed to come into the city. So it wouldn't be enough, for example, let's say someone from New York wants to come into New Jersey and he's going to pay income tax. Because once you do, if you do, you pay a degree of income tax if you from state to state. So even if he's going to pay some income tax, but he's not paying real estate tax, he's not paying the other tax of the city, and even income tax is a minimal income tax that he pays, that won't be the yisa b'chol tzarchi here that everyone else in New Jersey is paying, and he won't have a right just because he's paying that tax to be able to continue. Now sales tax is on the loichim, so it's a whole different type of tax. But the taxes are on the residents of the city, like in New Jersey, big is the real estate tax, that or in New York City, there happens to be an income tax. Those taxes, that's it. That's going to be the deciding tax. Are you paying this tax or not? If you are, fine. If not, then we have a problem.
I mean, when you rent, you're not paying the tax directly. I mean, you're contributing.
Right, but you're contributing. Right, but you're contributing to the landlord who's now paying that real estate tax. So that could be enough. Now, the Gemara Gada only talks about poll tax. It doesn't talk about all these different things. It talks about Karga, the Gogalta. But the Mishpatei Shmuel, the Chuvus Mishpatei Shmuel, and Simim Memches, says, who are doing? It's not that. That's what the main tax they had. But Kol Zman, Kol Mokum, whatever is the main tax to maintain, to keep up the city, that's considered the tax that you have to look at. And if you're not paying that tax, you're out. If you are paying that tax, it allows you to come into the city, but again, not into the Mavi. Fine.
Pay tax in stores and don't live here.
Yeah, but store tax is sales tax. I don't know what that is. You can order all over. Yeah, it's not all the tax. The Ica tax is real estate tax.
The store has tax also.
What? No, the store, maybe the landlord of the store. Oh, yeah, that's so indirect. That's, I don't mean that. That's indirect. You're not contributing. No, if renting, Bishlam are renting, so I'm taking on the oil of this real estate.
Yeah, so every store is doing that. He's renting.
I know, but I'm not paying the store guy for rent. What am I doing? I'm buying something. I'm paying sales tax. The store only collects the sales tax for the government. So that chelik of sales tax that the loichim are paying, that's even if you tell me it's a chelik of the taxes that are levied on the city, it's levied really on the buyers. It's not the resident tax that's on the city. The resident tax is real estate tax.
Who's moving into that store, taking up his business, right? So he's paying rent.
He's
so
paying rent.
Already he's paying taxes.
Yeah.
That's what I meant, called triple.
Yeah. I don't know. I could they cock, but even so, let's say okay. We could talk about it. We could talk about that. But Lamai says even so, it says before over here that it has to be that Baram Nosa Yochel Lakev Olov, even if he wants to stop paying taxes now, it has to be that he was paying taxes till now. I mean, somehow he was renting and paying this real estate tax till now before he opened up his store. It's not so budget.
His case of sales tax—that's like a mechas though. When a guy comes in,
correct, like any other tariff. I don't.
Inside.
Correct. It's not for the resident of the city. Even if it would be, you're not paying all the taxes that are in the resident. So it should come out now. If it should come out that you're someone in New Jersey, in Lakewood, could stop someone from New York coming into New Jersey. From town to town, Pashas is no individual tax, but at least from state to state, it should be that you're allowed to stop someone from coming in. That's how it should come out. However, let's understand, what does this mean?
Doesn't a certain part of the real estate tax go directly into the town?
If I'm not mistaken, it goes to the state, and the state sends it back to the town for the public schools and for certain trachim of the city.
But it's not totally in a percentage of what the state pulls.
Yeah, but I think it's all...
Goes to the county.
Goes to the county or goes to the state?
Property tax goes to the county.
And then what happens to it?
And then they divide it up.
Oh, yeah? And they forward a chelik back to the state? And they forward a chelik off to the state? That's how it goes? It goes to the county? Or does it go to the state?
I know it's paid to the county.
Goes to the township, there's a percentage goes to the county.
Right, but it goes directly to the township pockets it, and then they take some and move it on? Okay, so if that's the case, it could be then the township would be in an individual tax, and maybe you wouldn't even be able to come in from Jackson to Lakewood or vice versa. Your business is in Howell. Right, so someone else in Howell could stop you from coming into Howell. Yeah.
Only a yid can stop.
Right, correct. Yeah. All right, fine. That was what should come out. But now let's go into this and explain what this is. What's this din that if a guy's not paying taxes, you're allowed to stop the person from coming into the city? What's this type of vote? Excuse me. So the truth is a rashman, okay, like Aleph Tafrei Samagdalid. Taiches, what does it mean? What's this ikadin? What's the lumdus of this halacha? Where does it come from? So he says, I'm going to quote his lashon. Anurayin kol ir ve'ir begvulo yisrael. We look at every city with its boundaries. Each city that people do business in, ki'ilu ama hamelech, it's as if the melech said, she'anche ye'ir ahi, that the men of this city, shemalin loymas, that pay him taxes, yischeru v'yisaskobo. It's as if the melech said that anyone who's paying taxes from this city, you, the residents of this city, you're paying me my taxes, gezintayt, you have the right to do business here, v'loy achem, but no one else has a right to do business here. We're coming mikoyach hamelech. It's as if the melech said that. And I'll explain even further. The Batei Kuno and Chelek Aleph Kaf Aleph explains it a bit better. And he says that when we pay the taxes to the king, it's like we're renting the area from the king. Why is the king charging us taxes? Because he knows we're doing business here. So he's levying us the taxes for the business that we're making, for the profit that we're making. So by we paying him those taxes, by us paying him, it's as if we're renting this space, this city from the king, and Yodenu Kiyada Melech, we have the koyach of the king, and just like the king has a right to impose that no one else could come into the city to share the taxes altogether, they have no right to come into the city, so we also have that right to impose that no one could come into the city and share our business, because it's for the best interest of the Melech, because if we're going to earn less, we're going to have less to pay for the Melech's taxes. So it's for his best interest. So even though he never made such a law, but Yodenu, the Yodam of the city is Kiyara Melech, to impose such a law, means we're enacting the Koyach of the Melech to stop him. And he fears, oh, Imloi, if not, Shiyitza Melech Bevej, unless the Melech explicitly allows such a practice, people to compete from city to city. But if the Melech explicitly doesn't allow, he doesn't mention it, then Stomach Perusho, it's as if we're Biyad HaMelech, we're stepping into his shoes, and we're going to enact this law. So it's Mikoyach HaMelech. Many Akrainim Kadmoinim say it as well. It's a Mekoyek Dina the Malchus Adina. The Melech has the Koyek to stop. Well, if we pay the taxes and it's his best interest, then we could also stop someone from competing here, coming into the city, taking the Revokim of the city, and then running with it back to his city and draining the city from its profits. Okay, so if that's the case, it should come out. And the Mashdam Taka says this in two places, in Tav Zayin and Tav Mem Aleph, that if you lived in the Ottoman Empire, where was Yedua Yaram Hoido, the Melech, allowed for free commerce, free trade from city to city, from province to province, under his major kingdom. That was the law of the Ottoman Empire. So it should come out that you're not allowed to stop from city to city or province to province, even if you're not paying taxes. Because that is the law of the Melech. My only koyach to stop you was to invoke the koyach HaMelech that it's his best interest. But if he said explicitly, it's not my best interest, my best interest is to be free commerce, I want free enterprise, then you're not allowed to stop someone from coming in. That's what the Mashdam says. So Kumtois, in America, where it's unconstitutional, it's actually in the Constitution, the state of New Jersey, for example, if they would like to stop someone from New York to come in, they wouldn't be allowed to. It would be knocked down in the Supreme Court. It's unconstitutional. It's a right. You now let them. You have a right. Anyone in the federal government is allowed to do commerce with any other area of the federal government. So, come day. So, if that's the case, look, these are achrayim. Someone in New Jersey or Lakewood cannot stop someone from New York from competing, or vice versa, or for that matter, from California to New York. It doesn't make a difference because the Melech Lahedya doesn't want you to stop him. Lahedya says that you're allowed to do business from one country, from one state to another state. And if you want to take it yet further, NAFTA was enacted not so long ago. Late NAFTA, you could, North American Free Trade Act, so you'd be able to technically do business from Canada to America or vice versa. So it could be, you have to understand the laws of NAFTA, but it could very well be that you cannot stop even someone from Canada coming in, even though he's not paying even federal tax. Because what's the whole koyach? It's koyach HaMelech. Well, the Melech says, Lahedya, I want people from Canada to come in to have free enterprise in America because it's good for us. Because it's better for the people, and it's also better for us, because now we can go into Canada, free enterprise. So it's going to come out that late these achrenim, you would not be able to stop from city to city. When it comes into a din Torah, it's a problematic because it's very hard to go up against these achrenim. You know, many achrenim don't mention it, but you come out when we ask the Eretz Yisrael, what the minig do they stop from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak to Tel Aviv? We ask the Moshe Sternbach, we asked from Nizakrelis, we asked a few Gedalim, they all said the minig is free enterprise, you can do whatever you want, we don't stop from city to city. In America, depending on the bezin you go to, the yesh v'yesh, but it's a major hetas. It means what? Till now, what was the isav asokas gvul coming from out of the city when you're not paying taxes? That was the classic isav. Now this classic isav was just cut in half because anywhere in America is free trade, no problem. You can't even stop. You would only be able to stop a guy from Europe coming into America, a guy from Israel coming into America, Belgium clothing coming into America, European clothing coming to America if it's from Europe and there's no shutif in the city and it's not a tekanis alukukais, then you're allowed to stop. It means this isav is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. It's going to be hard to use and like the Kadnish, Baruch Hashem. So if you can't stop it, Gavaldix. I don't have the Chivash Tadlis, it's Mamish a bracha for me. With the Chsam Seifa, that's you have a whole new application. If you're going to close the guy down, then you never have this Chivash Tadlis, you have to be able to stop him. But without it, this Issa is becoming less and less. All right, let's just continue one. No, not all Akhrenim, but many Akhrenim say this Vorez, HaKoyek Dino Machuz Adino, and the Batakunis Masha like that, Mashdam spells it out clearly, so it's going to be pretty hard. Even if you find Akhrenim will argue, okay, so Kimli, I go like the Mashdam. I'm saying that at the end of the day, the Bezin is going to have a hard time dealing with this to Mamish stop the guy for coming out of the city. All right.
Something from the internet.
See, internet is very difficult because internet is not here, he's not there. He's on his server.
He has his house in Europe.
So, but his website is also in Europe. His website is on the World Wide Web. And when you go there, you're visiting his website. So it's also going to be very difficult to stop him.
The whole idea of the tax is that the guy's paying tax, the money that he's making, such of that is then going back to the city. But if you're giving the business to someone who's not paying tax, nothing is coming back into the city.
Right, but so what? So let's say not coming back to the city, but what right do I have to stop? It's only Mekech and Melech that it's good for the Melech to make sure that the prophets stay in the city so they'll be able to satisfy the Melech's taxes. But if without this new ingredient of the Melech, then who cares? Do whatever you want. So it'll be less Revokim in the city, so it'll be harder for the people in the city. It's fine, let it be harder for the people in the city.
But if it's...
Marsham Dam says there's no mitzvah. So it's midas that we said before could be only in the same mavi. So as long as you stay out of the mavi, which anyway you're going to have to stay out of pashas, because a lav ben ir, even if he does pay taxes, only has a right to enter the city, but doesn't have a right to come into your mavi. So as long as he stays out of your mavi, lechay, you should be pretty
but
safe. Right. That, so if you want to invoke that koyak adin machus adinu as the mass, so you're right, you can't even invoke it even for a mavi. But as the mavi, you have a new din. The mavi is not because of mass. The mavi's din is because this is my turf, this is my neighborhood. I already staked out this area, and these are my buyers, and stay away from my buyers, and stay away from my profit. So if that's the case, so as long as you're not a resident of the city, yes, I'll still be able to stop you coming into my mava, even with this Majdam's vort that the Melech doesn't care. But like I said, it's now became much, much limited. Because it comes to a din teir and asakas gvul, it's getting harder and harder to be able to stop the guy from continuing. Okay, Mietz Hashem next week, there's a lot more here.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.